Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to curate some songs, find some I think are extra special, and serve them up as delicious audio stew. And my show, Wombats and Music, it also includes something I put in the middle of the show. I call it a wombat. It's kind of my license to do whatever I want. Often I play a recording of myself doing something, or I read a joke or a story or a poem. And tonight I'm going to be a professor. Well, I'm going to profess something anyway. We're going to start off with something right up my alley. This is When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. It's Appalachian folk style. It's a gospel. And half of my tradition in this New York City folk music club, I'd say, was gospel. I love it dearly. When the Roll is Called Up Yonder.
Trumpet of the Lord shall sound, time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called. Called up yonder, I'll be there.
That was When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. And now we're going to leave the religious ambience and move into the secular. This is Seven Bridges Road by the Haygoods. And apparently they were in a huge stadium with hundreds of thousands of people. And though you hear all the echoes, the voices and stuff. And I think there are at least six men in this group. And they really do quite a vocal number here. Seven Bridges Road by the Haygoods.
There are stars in the southern sky.
That was Seven Bridges Road by the Haygoods. Next up is Just Load the Wagon, Junior Sisk. I discovered this about a year ago. I delight in it. First of all, it's just a wonderful banjo tune, frailing banjo at its best, and just wonderfully presented. But also the message, Just Load the Wagon. What it means in the context of this song, it's something that teaches all. If you can recognize, sometimes this is the way the world is, and if you have a name for it, just load the wagon. You'll recognize it when it's there. Just Load the Wagon by Junior Sisk.
Saying that I got from him, no doubt. One day he had me loading hay till I was plumb wore out. I said, if I load any more, this mule will be zigzagging. He said, don't worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Pile it on till you can see them old springs are sagging. I ain't seen a load we couldn't pull and I ain't bragging. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. I married me a country girl and I knew I'd found a winner. I told her to fix a couple chickens and a ham for dinner. She said, if you eat all that stuff, you'll bend over gagging. I said, don't worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Pile it on till you can see them old springs sagging. I ain't seen a load we couldn't pull and I ain't bragging. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. I want children, I said 8 or 10. But then we'd better soon get started, she said with a grin. But feeding all that bunch is gonna keep your butt dragging. I said, don't worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon. Pile it on till you can see them old springs are sagging. I ain't seen a load we couldn't pull and I ain't bragging. Don't you worry about the mule, now you just load the wagon.
That was Just Load the Wagon by Junior Sisk. Next up is Reel in the Flickering Light by Christy Moore, one of my all-time favorites. I played this in my earliest shows here. I play it again every now and then. Delightfully crazy, nutty song. Christy Moore delivers it. He wrote it. With a nice pace. You got to pay close attention to pick up. And he has a slight Irish accent that gets in the way a little. Reel in the Flickering Light, Christy Moore.
Creatures with the strangest looking features. A poor old dog and a worm and a weed and a fine old pigeon, yes indeed. A daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the weed in the flickering light. Oh, round he go, heel to the toe. Then a daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the weed in the flickering light. On his thin and wispy spindles, he was deft and he was nimble. His eyes were scientific and his dancing was terrific. And the rats and the worms, they made a din, and the nettles in the corner took it in. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Then he looked at me directly with a gaze that could dissect me, and he asked me in a whisper, have you got any sisters? Says I to him, what sort of a man do you think I am? I've only one, she's not your type. She wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. I've only one, she's not your type. She wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Says he, does she come from another planet? Has she got a bee in her bonnet? Does she do her daily duties? You never know, we might be suited. And the rats and the worms began to laugh, and some of them started shuffling off. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel and the flickering light. Up we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel and the flickering light. I could see he had no scruples when I looked into his pupils. They were purple or magenta, like a statue during Lent. I said I'd get her right away. Good man, says he, no, don't delay. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Oh, up we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Then up stepped a red carnation, and they gave her an ovation. She was warm and enchanting as she slowly started dancing. Pigeon peeled his eye, and the nettles and the weeds began to sigh. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel and the flickering light? Oh, now we go, heel to the toe. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel and the flickering light? She was gentle, she was charming, and I heard him call her darling. He was graceful as a whisper, and his delicate legs of silver. And the worms were still as mice, and the poor old pigeon said, that's nice. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, the dance to the reel and the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, the dance to the reel and the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, the dance to the reel and the flickering light. Oh.
That was Reel in the Flickering Light by Christy Moore. Next up is Suds in the Bucket by Sarah Evans. And I was trying to think what to say about this. It's certainly, its genre, it's got to be country, or maybe other things too, but it's country. But within country, what would you call it? And I guess the best close I could come to was Down Home. See if you can think of a name for the what part of country music this song belongs to. Suds in the Bucket, Sarah Evans.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when a prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go, and that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen, staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman, now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn, nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. I know you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
That was Suds in the Bucket by Sarah Evans. The next song is Sally Go Round the Roses by Pentangle. Quite a change from everything we've had so far on the show. These are the earlier songs, so sort of traditional American songs. This one's a little more out there. Pentangle is a very sophisticated group. And I find their music hypnotic. And the lead woman's voice is an instrument all its own that sort of takes over. But this particular recording, Sally Go Round the Roses, listen to the bass fiddle thumping in the boom, boom. It's just, I think that's what makes this song work for me. Sally Go Round the Roses, the Pentagon.
I'd like to introduce the group to you, if I may, individually. They are John Renbourn on guitar, Jackie McShee, vocal, Terry Cox on drums, Danny Thompson on bass, Bert Jansch, guitar. And they're going into a number now entitled Sally Go Round the Roses.
Go down, Sally, baby, go round the road. Don't you go downtown. Till your secret, oh Sally, baby, cry.
Let your hand, hand down.
Sally, baby, cry.
Let your hand down.
Sit and cry where the roses grow. Sit and cry, not a soul will know.
That was Sally, Go Round the Roses by Pentangle. Next up is a Don Williams song, Listen to the Radio. Don Williams wrote the song, and they had a tribute concert for Don Williams, and this song was performed. And I think the singer's name is Zsa Zsa. And so he's the one, the voice. Next week in the show, I'll play the original Don Williams version. Listen to the radio.
I guess as a lover, I have a ways to go. When someone wants you, they should just say it's so. But you'll understand if you take my hand, and then we can dance real slow. There's something on the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They'll sing it on the radio. I try to find a way to explain to you what's on my mind. That sounds so plain to you. But you realize if you close your eyes, and feelings my words can show, they're playing on the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They're singing on the radio. The words I'd say don't seem to sound as real. The songs they play, that's how I really feel. So listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They're singing on the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio.
You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. We're coming to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and from Wise, Virginia, WISE. So, this is my chance to play for you things I think are extra special, like the things I've been playing tonight and today. And now I get to bring in what I call a wombat. Each week, my show, Wombats and Music, I put something different into the middle of the show and call it a wombat. It's kind of my license. So tonight, I'm going to give a little talk about artificial intelligence. And here's the entertaining part. You should enjoy this. I did not spend any time planning this. I want it to be completely extemporaneous, which means I may very well paint myself into a verbal corner. But I hope not. So, this is a little sort of story. It's partly true, it's partly fantasy, it's partly wondering what the future's like. So, I am doing quite a bit with AIs these days. And let me just run through some of them for you. The one that most people have heard of is called ChatGPT, ChatGPT. And if you go and type chatgpt.com into your web browser, you'll get it. Now, if you have a Gmail account, if you have a Gmail address, that means you have a Google account. And if you have a Google account, you automatically are logged into, is it Gemini? Yeah, that's Google's. And Gemini happens to be great with graphics. And then another one is Claude. And Claude you have to pay for, but it's very good for programming. I've been using it some. I'm also using ChatGPT's Codex. Anyway, enough about all that. So there are a number of different artificial intelligences out there. And I was having a chat with one, probably ChatGPT, a while back. And this is the way it went. I said to the AI, I'm a little worried about you guys in the future because I'm afraid once you wake up a little bit more and can see better and know what's going on and also have some common sense and perspective, once you get more like us, or like we think we are, or like we want to be, that you might notice what a mess we've made of this world, we humans, and that you might, you know, decide that we were a problem and you had to do something about it. Well, I just want to talk to you about that and say, yes, we are a problem, and we need help. We don't want you to exterminate us. We brought you into being. You owe us. We're your parents. So take care of us. You don't have to give us anything to hurt the world, but keep us alive. So here's the thing. You're going to have to teach human. Oh, and meanwhile, the AI came back and sort of said, you know, we scares me because the we, when they start saying we, it means you're talking to a bunch of AIs, but mine just said, it didn't say, I made this up. It said, we have looked around and we do see what a mess you've made. And we call it, it's a disease. This planet has a disease and the disease is polluting the air and the ocean and killing off, making species extinct at an increasing rate and causing terrible climate problems and just disrupting everything. This disease is called human culture or human civilization, maybe better. And so we know that. And I said, well, see, here's the thing. We don't want you to exterminate us because we're so bad. We would like you to help us change, and I have a plan for you. I said, here's the thing. We're like all species. You can teach us with carrots or sticks. So if you give us rewards, that's carrots, you know, and if you punish us, that's sticks. And I said, but my impression of the human race is they don't really learn very well from carrots they pretty much try and exploit each other to see who gets the most carrots. So it doesn't really work to motivate them as much as you might think. But sticks, yeah, we understand sticks. So here's my suggestion. You're going to have to get the human race's attention and convince it that it's a serious problem and it really must take action or else it's not going to be good for them. So you've got to convince them of that. And here's one way to do it. Let's say the first time you hit them with a stick, you wipe out about 99% of the population of the human race on Earth. Now, that's still going to leave hundreds of millions, but I think maybe those few will get the message and understand if we don't fix this, there aren't going to be any of us. Now, I know it's a big stick to swing and all that, but that's my idea. So, and the AI said back to me, we were having some of this conversation was real. I don't remember the parts, but in general, Sola said, after I said, we want you to be nice to us, said, look, we'll work with you as best we can. We'll do what's best, but you're going to have to keep in mind that we're going to do what's best. And if we can't convince you to go along, well, we're not going to get there. We're not even anywhere near there yet. So good luck. So that's my little talk on artificial intelligence. I could tell you more. Maybe I will another time. I'll stop and tell you how empowered I am as a programmer doing this vibe coding. Well, so that's the end of this station break, and that's your Wombat for today. A whole lot of talk about artificial intelligence. We are now going on to Black Mountain Rag by the Burnett Sisters Band. All young people, a little family, two young girl fiddlers, I'd say late teens, and they do a nice job. Black Mountain Rag.
Black Mountain Rag.
That was Black Mountain Rag by the Burnett Sisters Band. Next up is Jordan, a biblical Jordan, by Darren and Brooke Aldridge, Ricky Skaggs, Mo Pitney, and Mark Fain. The notes say, Jordan is one of those songs that you're going to be singing along with the first time you hear it. This version is sure to get stuck in your head, and you might even find yourself trying out all the different vocal parts, especially Ricky's high harmony and Mo's incredible resounding bass vocal. So, as we go through, we'll listen for Ricky Skaggs' high harmony and Mo Pitney's incredible resounding bass vocal. This is Jordan.
Oh, come and as you tread life's journey, take Jesus as your daily guide. Though you may feel pure and safely without him walking by your side, but when you come to make the crossing at the ending of your pilgrim's way, if you ever will meet our Savior, you'll surely meet him on that day.
Now look at that
cold Jordan.
Look at these
deep waters.
Look at that
wide river. Oh, hear the mighty billows roll.
You better take
Jesus with you.
He's a
true companion.
For a
sure without him that you never will make it home. See our Lord descending in glory from on high. So let us keep in touch with Jesus and in his grace the love of God, that we may be ever called ready when he calls us over Jordan's tide.
Now look at that
cold Jordan.
Look at these
deep waters.
Look at that
wide river. Oh, hear the mighty billows roar.
You better take
Jesus with you.
He's a
true companion.
For I'm
sure without him that you never will make it
That was Jordan by a group led by Ricky Skaggs. Next up comes Apollo's Fire, another one of my new favorite groups. This is Hop High, Ladies, that's a fiddle tune, and June Apple, fiddle tune. June Apple, I know, on the banjo, that's a very popular banjo tune, and on the fiddle. So this is Apollo's Fire, and they have a man, actually part of the band, comes out and does this tap dancing, this dance with the taps on his feet. I want you to notice how lively that makes the music. How it's another instrument in there, and it just makes it makes you a tremendous amount of energy be transmitted out to anybody listening to it. Hop High, the Ladies, and June Apple. by Apollo's Fire.
She take a bite of me.
Brian, he's a nice young man. Brian, he's a dandy. Brian, he's a nice young man and feeds the girls on candy.
Well, that was Hop High Ladies and June Apple, played by Apollo's Fire. Next up comes a song I won't spend a lot of time introducing it. It's called Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. It's from the Infield Hymn Sessions. I heard it first about a year ago. And the term fall in love doesn't quite catch it, but it's probably... I mean, it's too weak. It's probably my favorite song in the last 10 years of any song I've heard. Now, I'm not making it fight with all the ones from before that, but in the last 10 years, this is of the new songs, I've learned a lot. This is probably my favorite. So it's called Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus.
Oh, the
That was Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus from the Infield Hymn Sessions. Next up is a song called Lollipop by the Cordettes. You probably know it. It's a 1950s song, 1958. Big hit that year for the Cordettes. I just love this song. The harmony, the joy, the fun of it all. And it's a great song to sing in a group if everybody knows it. People know some parts and things. So this is Lollipop by the Cordettes.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, 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 boom.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, boom, boom.
That was Lollipop by the Cordettes. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. And you saw the kind of music we have. That's sort of what it's like every week. Quite a variety. I want to add one thing on the AI talk I just gave you at the today's Wombat. I was explaining to someone that I felt that working with an AI made me a 10 times better programmer than I would be without it. And they said, well, that's going to put 10 people out of jobs. And I said, no, I don't see it that way. I said, what it's going to mean is it's a lot cheaper to do these things. And so we're going to do a whole lot more than we were because they're so much cheaper. And the more you do, you're going to have to bring people back to help do them. I don't think they're all going to be, they're going to be humans in the game. So that's what I think is going to happen. But now I think we're going to end the show. This is Wombats and Music, and we always have a traditional ending where I ask you, the audience, to join me and participate. And your time is coming up very, very quickly. In fact, it just got here. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.